When do you mentor? When do you coach? You're welcome to eat while we're doing this, all right? So the business context, what are you trying to accomplish? How ready is the individual to take on a goal or task? And how critical is time? During a crisis, that is not a good mentoring or coaching opportunity, okay? If there's a fire right now, I'm not going to ask for a brainstorming session on what we should do. I'm going to lead you to the fire escape, okay? So there's a time for mentoring and there's a time for leadership. So it is situational. On the next page, you will see a familiar grid, okay? It is similar to the readiness-based leadership style grid, because that is on purpose. The readiness levels, R1 to R4, the definition is identical to the definition on the leadership style grid. Do you guys have your leadership style grids with you? Yes? Okay. Will you wave it to me to convince me you have it? All right. Very good. Now, if the readiness of the individual is one, what is the training, mentoring, coaching prescription according to this grid? Train. If it is two, what is the prescription? If it's three, and if it's four, the reason why the coach always elicits it from the individual is because the individual is an R4. Okay, so that's the logic, okay? Now, I want us to integrate. By the way, you're going to get a handout, not now. We were not able to print a handout. But you'll get a similar one with this, tama ba yan? With this text, okay? Now, I want us to integrate the two because they are integratable. If the individual is R1, what do you do? You train. And what is your leadership style? Yun. Okay, so, Janelle. Pencil and paper ready? Yes, sir. Okay. How to plan for a church outing? Si wala siyang experience, R1 siya. And I'm her mentor. I'm going to teach her how to do it. So I'm going to train her. Okay? And I'm going to have a commanding posture. Oh, Janelle, number one, sulat mo dyan. Oh, number two. Number three. Opo. Okay. See, R1 siya. I'm training her. And the posture is commanding. You don't have to be mean to be commanding. Commanding simply is I'm not going to ask Janelle for her opinion. I'm going to give her my opinion. Kasi nga, ang readiness level niya, assuming accurate ang assessment ko, is one. So it's useless asking her for her opinion. I'm just going to tell her how to do it. All right. Kung ang readiness level is two, what is the prescription? You mentor. And what is the leadership style? Persuade. Okay? I'm mentoring Kathy. She's an R2. I know how to run a company picnic. And she has some experience, but not a lot. R2. So I'm going to say, you know what, Kathy? In my opinion, this is the best way to do it. So I describe to her how to plan for a company outing. And I'm going to ask her, what do you think? Okay, I'm going to sell the idea to her. Persuading, okay? In another version, R1, instead of commanding, is telling. R2, instead of persuading, is selling. R3, instead of involving, is participating. And R4, instead of empowering, is delegating, which is basically the same thing. So selling, telling, participating, delegating, okay? If the individual is R3, what is the mentoring, training, coaching prescription? Mentor/coach. So, you know, you use your judgment. You kind of pahalo-halo, okay? And what's the leadership posture, the style? involving, okay? I am mentoring Lynn, okay? Lynn is an R3. So, medyo may alam na si Lynn on the topic. So, rather than saying, oh, Lynn, pencil and paper ready, number one, rather than that, or rather than, Lynn, you know what? I have an idea, and I'm going to sell it to you. What do you think, Lynn? Rather than starting with that, I'm going to say, Lynn, here's the situation. We need to do a company outing. How do you think is the best way to do it? So I'm going to start with allowing her, involving her in the solution, allowing her to participate in providing the solution. You know, R3, okay? If the individual is an R4, what is the mentoring coaching prescription? You coach. And what is the leadership approach, style? Empower. Okay, so Shiana is an expert in managing company outings. She just loves company outings, okay? And she has the track record of the best organized company outings. And she's been doing this for 8 years. So, Shiana, how are you today, Shiana? Remember R4, okay? So, I mean, Shiana, we need to do a company outing. You are the most experienced here, okay? Here's the budget. Here's the date. Bahala ka na. So that is, I empower her, and I'm not going to ask her how should she do it. I'm going to say, give me a proposal on how, give me your proposal in 3 days. Yan ang empowerment, okay? All right. Turn the page. Mentor, coach according to the situation. People have different levels of readiness for different goals or tasks. Mentor or coach as appropriate for any given situation, individual, goal, or task. It is possible to mentor the same individual in one task and to coach him or her in another. Always mentor with the goal of making your people learn to ultimately lead and manage themselves. Okay? So, it is situational. I can be training Anna in one area kasi wala siyang alam doon. In another area, I can be mentoring her kasi medyo may alam na siya doon. And still in another area, I can be just coaching her kasi she's an expert in that area. So, it is situational. You know, it depends on the knowledge, the readiness of the individual. Any questions? Okay. The mentoring coaching cycle, very simple. Number one, identify the mentoring coaching need or opportunity. Mentor and coach the individual. Evaluate the mentoring coaching session. Monitor the individual's progress to determine if there is if there continues to be a mentoring or coaching opportunity. Example, let's say we're in sales, okay? Leo is our star salesperson. 6 months, he's making his targets, beating his targets. On the seventh month, he misses it by 1%. Okay, is that a mentoring or coaching opportunity? Yes? The others? Yes? The others? Don't know? That's all right. Maybe. Maybe not. Why? One data point. And the variance, 1%. I mean, kung parenting yan, eh, ang kulit mo naman. 1% lang eh. So, I probably would not tell Leo, Leo, come out to my office, I want to talk to you why you missed your plan by 1%. Sobra naman yon. However, in my MBWA for that day, I might plan to MBWA over to Leo's cubicle. And I'm going to go to Leo and say, Leo, how's everything with you? Okay naman, sir. Any problems? Wala naman, sir. Bagay, 1%. Don't worry about this, sir. Okay. See, what did I do? I'm not going to make an issue out of 1%. But notice what I did. I went over to him to make sure if there's any problem, he knows I'm there for him. You see. You remember the two versions of open door policy? What's the first one? Passive, I'm waiting for people to come to my office. Active, the door is open not to let people in, but to let the boss out. To MBWA, management by walking around, so that, you know, if people have problems, they can tell me. But I did not make an issue out of 1%. Because 1% lang. What if the following month, our star salesman misses it again by 1%? Might that be a mentoring coaching opportunity? I guess so. Two data points. Na, teka muna, baka may pattern. I might go over to Leo and say, hey, Leo, what's going on here? 2 months in a row, you're down 1%. I mean, it's nothing, but you've been beating your targets for 6 months. What, you know, was it the last mile? What happened? He might say, oh, Alex, actually, I had the sales orders in. It was our processing people who were not able to process the orders. Ah. So, kuha ko agad ng problema. So, I will go over to the supply chain people and rebuke them for not processing the orders of. Okay, so, alam ko in the issue. But if he says, medyo ano eh. I kind of lost focus in the last 3 days of the month and para akong tinabad eh in the supply chain issue. So, I'm going to sit down with Leo and say, hey, Leo, what's going on with your life? How come you're losing out in the last mile? Then we can discuss it, okay? How about this? Kat, star salesperson, misses it 6 months making plan, and on the seventh month, she misses it by 15%. One data point. Is that a mentoring and coaching opportunity? Why? Kasi 15, very good. Maski one data point, basta significant yung variance, it is a mentoring coaching opportunity. Okay? So, are you getting it? You can't be too aloof and say, 15% lang, come on. Are you kidding me? That's 15%. You can't be naman too makulit na 1% lang, kinukulit mo na. Tsaka one data point lang. So, again, it's like there's no book. It's your discarte. Okay? Now, use your common sense. Huge variance, of course, I better pay attention. Okay? Ito, small variance, pero two times na. I better pay attention. So, don't be too much of an interventionist. On the other hand, don't be too much of a hands-off person. There is no book. It is your common sense. You calibrate yourself accordingly. There is no book. It's trial and error, and feel free to make errors. All right? That is for performance. Output performance. What about behavior? Okay. Shah, I asked Shah to represent me in a meeting. I'm too busy. Shah, you represent me. Yes, sir. After the meeting, I got a report. Napaaway si Shah. Wow. Representing the senior pastor, napaaway si Shah. Is that a mentoring or coaching opportunity? Yes. I'm going to walk over and say, hey, Shah, what happened? Eh, kasi, pastor, ano eh. Whatever she tells me, okay? So that's behavioral, okay? So there is output performance, there's behavioral performance. So you pay attention to those now. The third category is the most difficult, okay? Let's say Nomer graduated magna cum laude in management. And he is in a supervisory position and crackerjack credentials. But I noticed Nomer is coasting along. You know, I mean, he's not doing bad. It's just that the output is far below expectation. Okay? Knowing his academic credentials, knowing his prior experience prior to joining my organization, I expect a lot from Nomer. But he's punching below his weight class. Ah, is that a mentor coaching opportunity? You better believe it. But notice, when I'm going to chat with Nomer and say, hey, Nomer, you know what? You have tremendous potential. And I expect so much from you. But Nomer, I look at you and you seem to be coasting along. And I'd hate for you to squander your potential. What's the problem? How can I help you? Okay, so get on. After you talk to the individual, so identify it. If there's a need, do it. If there's no need, don't do it. Okay? When you do it, what do? You talk to the individual. How long? It depends. 2 minutes, 5 minutes? Okay? Where do you talk? Anywhere. Where it's private. Cafeteria, office, cubicle, wherever. It's private. How often? It depends. After you talk, you evaluate the mentoring and coaching session. What do you evaluate? Well, was Leo defensive to me? Or was he open to me? Okay? Was JC uncomfortable or was he comfortable? Was Nomer responsive? Was Kat responsive to me? Why do you need to evaluate? So that you can recalibrate your approach the next time. Now, typically, if the relationship is not good, ganun ang mangyayari dyan, hindi open, defensive. So you recalibrate yourself. One of the things you will recalibrate is, wow, I better build better relationship with this person. So that the next time magka-issue, mas open siya sa akin. Okay? And then, you monitor the individual's progress. Okay? So, after 2 months not meeting his plan, I talk to Leo. And then on the third month, he meets his plan. End of coaching engagement. What do I say? On my MBWA plan for that day, I'm going to walk over to Leo and say, hey, Leo, welcome back to the club of people making their quota. Good work, Mariko. Keep it up. Alis na ako. Okay? So, end of coaching engagement kasi na-resolve na yung issue. Okay? Oh, si Sha, she represented me again in another meeting. This time, napaaway uli. Iba naman ang nakaaway ni siya. Iba naman. So, teka muna. Noong una, baka favorite enemy mo lang yon. Ngayon, this is another person na nakaaway mo. So, I monitor. The next time she represents, napaaway uli. I keep on talking to siya until the problem is resolved. Are you with me? So, how often should you mentor or coach? It depends. Until the issue is resolved, you do not stop. Okay? Ang pinakamahirap si Nomer. Okay? Sabi ni Nomer, Alex, I've learned contentment. I have no ambition. Okay na ako dito. And if you think I'm punching below my weight class, you know what? I'm happy where I am. Wow. So I can't do anything. But you know what? Once a month, I'm going to program a coffee with Nomer. And I'm going to say, Nomer, how are you? You know what? I cannot force people to become excellent. I can only tap into their hearts and ask them. And then he might say, well, you know, Alex, I have this, I know I'm a born-again Christian. And I'd rather I spent my energies in the church community. And I'm going to tell Nomer, hey, Nomer, you know what? You are working in my company. This is ministry. If you excel here, you will honor God. See, I'm going to tap into that inner motivation so that this brilliant young man will not squander his potential. And why does a coach do that? What did I leave you with the last session? What was the motivation? I showed you a film, Dick and Rick Hoyt. The son was handicapped, wanted to run. The father was not a runner, but he transformed himself to give the experience to his son because he blanked his son. He loved his son. See, a coach does that. I'm not going to give up on Nomer because I love Nomer. See, that's the motivation. And thank you. You're welcome. Yeah, I'll give you my bill later. All right. So. Okay, yan ang cycle. Ask me questions anytime. Huh? Okay, seven mentoring coaching skills and disciplines. Oh, sorry. JC, yes.
I understand you love Nomer, but when do you actually draw the line in terms of mentoring and coaching? Because most of the time, people would, or the bosses would expect outputs and performances. When do you draw the line of coaching and mentoring and letting them go in terms of?
Okay. Very good question, actually. My boss in Warner Lambert, I was vice president, he was the president. And I was connecting with my people as I was building relationships with my people, okay? And we were late in some of our output. I was late in some of my output. And my boss called me, he said, Alex, small thing, but why can't you give your monthly report on time like the other vice presidents? I said, I'm sorry, I'm gonna try my best next month. But if you want to know the reason, I spend a lot of time with my people, and that takes a lot of my time. And Sabine, in fact, I noticed it, and I'm glad you brought it up. Why do you spend so much time with your people? Because I'm building relationships. He said, why? So that the output is going to be better long term. And we had a clash. He did not believe that that was the right thing to do. I said, Rod, believe me. In the long run, my team will produce much better than the other vice presidents who are not building relationships with their people. In the long run, it's going to be the vice president who will fall into the gap trap. If they are not mentoring and coaching them people, building relationships, they're going to have to do things all by themselves. I'm trying to build relationships with my people so they're committed to me, committed to the vision. And in the long run, as a team, we will be better. We were better. We quadrupled the business. And my boss ended up praising me in public because of our output. So, first of all, you're talking time issue, okay? There is no time issue. You remember how much time you have to build relationships? How much time do you have to build relationships? Huh? As in how many hours a week? Very good. Some of you are taking notes. 7.5 hours a week. 1 hour for lunch times five, that's 5 hours a week. 15 minutes coffee break in the morning, 15 in the afternoon, that's half an hour times five, 2.5 hours. 2.5 plus 5, 7.5 hours. So there is no time issue. In other words, you can develop, and you don't need 7.5 hours a week to develop relationships with people or to mentor or coach them. You can do all of this without taking 1 second away from the work, or 1 second away from your commute, or 1 second away from your home life. Because you're going to eat anyway. You're going to have coffee anyway. So, are you with me? So, you don't have to draw the line. You do it when it is needed. Okay? And it will spell the difference between the output of your team long term compared to people who don't mentor and or coach their people. The trap, yun ang trap, JC, na ako na nga lang. Sige. Pag nasanay akong ikaw gumagawa niyan, imbis na turuan mo ako, sige, ikaw na lang. Okay, let me go. Sige, let me go. Hindi ko alam eh. Ang gagawin ko? Hindi, I'll figure it out on my own. And pag sinabit ko yung output ko at masama loob mo, kasi mali, sasabihin ko, you let me go. Hindi mo ko tinuruan eh. Yun. Okay, so the line, there's no line to draw. Now, kung crisis, iba naman yun. Kung crisis, eh, you take over. But hopefully, you're managing your work so that hindi naman lahat crisis. Okay? Kung lahat crisis, you sit down with your senior pastor and you lead from below and say, senior pastor, can I tell you something? We have to improve our time management here. Please don't give me your requirements 4 hours before the sermon because I have to sleep also. I'm serious. Because I was a senior pastor who was told by my people the same thing. Okay? All right. Any other question? Lynn, are you asking a question? Oh, okay. 7 mentoring, coaching, skills, and disciplines. Number one, initiating and building authentic relationships characterized by transparency, unconditional acceptance, and safety. Okay? to become a good mentor and coach, you must learn how to initiate and build authentic relationships. That's session two, okay? Initiate and build authentic relationships. Why? Because when you mentor and coach, there has to be a minimum level of relationship. It does not have to be intimate, but there has to be a minimum level of relationship, a minimum level of trust. Because when I mentor you, I need information from you to help you. But you're not going to open up to me if you don't trust me. These relationships are characterized by transparency. What does transparency mean? It means when I'm mentoring you, you will see me as having no other agenda except the goal of the organization and your need to develop it. Okay? So when I'm mentoring, coaching you, I am transparent to you when you feel I have no agenda. Because sometimes you will sense an agenda. Is this mentor of mine trying to cultivate my loyalty, trying to cultivate me as a crony rather than as a future leader? So, kailangan, you must cultivate transparency. There is no other agenda here except helping you achieve your goals, which are the goals of the church or the goals of the organization. What does unconditional acceptance mean? Unconditional acceptance means you are neutral and non-judgmental. And the problem is our people and us, we have experiential baggage. What do I mean? Okay? Let's say Alicia and I were working on a project. And that was 6 months ago. And nagkabulilyaso. And the impression I got of Alicia is, mahina mag-manage yung bata ko. Now, if I'm not careful, I'm going to put that in my mindset. The next time I talk with Elisa, if I'm not careful, my mindset will be, eto na naman si, ano, si problematic. So, hindi unconditional acceptance yun. Kailangan, everyone has a clear slate every time you mentor or coach. Hindi yung, eto na naman si, eto na naman si proud, eto na naman si stubborn, eto na naman si hindi thorough, eto na naman si late, or whatever habit that person has. Kailangan, everyone has hope na walang masamang tinapay. Walang judge mo na siya. Okay. What does safety mean? If you're mentoring me, I must feel comfortable that if I open up to you, you will not judge me. I should be comfortable. I should feel safe. How do you make people feel safe? Now, listen carefully. You teach from your own failure experiences. Did you hear me? You mentor and coach from your own failure experiences. And it is a good practice to make an inventory of your failure experiences. Why? Because the most precious experience in life are failures. God allows us to fail so that we can learn. Do you know why I can teach well? I have failed so often. So I'm teaching you the opposite of my experience. Success is the most dangerous experience in life because it diffuses us, makes our heads swell. Okay? And if you look at the Bible, the pattern in the Bible, at the pinnacle of success, ang kasunod nun is failure. David fell at the peak of his career as king. See, in his success, when it was season for kings to go to war, naglakwacha si David. You know what happened? He was chilling out in his veranda and he saw a woman, and you know, from afar, and you know, wow, was she taking a bath? You know, Bathsheba? That's what she got her name. I just joke. So, success is the most dangerous experience in life. Failures are very, very precious. So, I want you to inventory your failure experiences because they will become your encyclopedia for making people feel safe. Example, Eros is distraught about a mistake, and I need to mentor Eros. Okay? Am I pronouncing it correctly?
Yeah.
Yeah. why Rose? No, in English, it doesn't write it. So, I'm going to say, hey, Rose, it's so funny. You remind me of myself. When I was your age, and I was at your stage of my career, you have no idea. And let me tell you a story. I'm going to tell Rose my story that is relevant to the experience that she's experiencing. Guess how safe Rose will feel. And she's going to say, wow, si Alex pala palpak din nung araw. So, hey, I'm in great company, you see. You understand what I'm saying? So, inventory your failure experiences. Because they are precious raw material for making people feel safe. Number two, undistracted listening. Okay? Undistracted listening, being all there. 80% listening, 20% talking. Okay? When you are mentoring or coaching people, okay, if you are in a table setting, advice lang, remove the cell phone from the surface of the table and put it on silent. Because if you're mentoring me and your smartphone is on the table, the signal to me is, Alex, when that rings, sorry, I have to answer it. Okay. Hindi lang ako mag-open up sa iyo kasi lalim nitong problema ko. So, wala ka atang oras sa akin. So, I'm going to climb up. All right? Now, be all there. In other words, have you talked to someone who was right in front of you, but he or she was not there? As in, Ethel, hello, Ethel. You know, I mean, my wife tells me this a lot. And she says, Earth to Alex, come in, please. Hello, sweetie, are you there? Hello. Because sometimes I'm so distracted with all sorts of problems in the office. I'm there, but I'm not there. Okay, so, kailangan be there. Okay, now. Alex, paano yan? I'm mentoring somebody. Kasasabon lang sa akin yung senior pastor. Ngayon, I'm gonna have to mentor Lara. So, yung pananabon sa akin is still in my head, in my heart. And how can I focus? Well, number one, edi mo ka mag-mentor at that point. Or, if you have to, because Lara's pleading, I need help, compartmentalize. Learn to compartmentalize. Okay? Now, in this area, men, quite frankly, are better than women. We are compartmental thinkers. Okay? Yung problema ng yan, okay, sinabon ako, hindi bali. Oh, I have to mentor Lara. Sige. Sasara ko yung compartment na yan, open ko rito. Okay? Kaya na lalaki yan. Ang babae kasi, continuous thinking, dikit-dikit. Continuous thinking, ang babae. So sometimes, my wife and I began to arguments. Okay? I was gargling. After I gargled, I put the glass where it was not supposed to be placed. It's supposed to be placed there, not here. She makes an off-the-cuff remark. Sweetie, can you please place the glass there? So I go, hey, what's the difference? So, issue. Okay? The smallest things. See, delegado ako niyan. You know what's going to happen. You see, that's the problem with you. See, you will do what you will do. I'm trying to arrange our life here so that it's orderly. I'm just asking you to cooperate, but you don't want to cooperate. You do what you want to do. Okay? It's probably the way you were brought up. Okay? So, nadamay ng nanay ko. And, you know, hanggang mga ninuno ko tatamaan doon. Okay? Madadawit mga ninuno ko ron. Why? The glass missed it by 18 inches. It should be there, but I put it here. Because women, kabit-kabit yan. Kabit-kabit yan. Okay? So, sa lalaki. After that, di nasabon ako doon. Tapos, magdi-dinner na kami. And I'm fine. Siya, nando pa siya. So, pag nagkamaling kutsara tinidor ko, nabaligtad ko yun. So, I'm watching myself because kabit-kabit mag-isip ang babae. That is an advantage. So, you guys are excellent contextual people. So, you can get the context immediately. Kami naman, puro dikahon. So, hindi namin makuha yung dikit-dikit na yan. Pero magaling kami sa one problem at a time. Okay? So, pag itong pinag-uusapan, ito lang pinag-uusapan. Hindi yung, ba't mo dadawin doon? Ang layo nang inabot niyang usapan na yan. So, sorry, Lord. I'm having fun here. But it's true. So, women, you just have to learn to compartmentalize. Okay? So, draw on your masculine side to compartmentalize. Kami naman mga lalaki, we need to draw on our feminine side to see the context of emotions and situations, etc., etc. But when you're mentoring, coaching, be there. Be all there. Focus on the person you're talking. And you need to do, did we do this the last time? Eyeball, okay? Eyeball the person. That's the best way to for you to tell me you're listening to me. You're looking at me, okay? So it's a practice eyeball to eyeball, or at my age, eyebag to eyebag, you know, contact. So that you the other person feels you're there. You're there. Number three, asking powerful questions before or instead of dispensing advice. This is the most important trait of a mentor coach, the ability to ask powerful questions. I want you to encircle the word powerful. It is there for a reason. The mentor or coach's ability to ask powerful questions means he or she has the ability to ask certain questions in such a way that it draws out information. Okay? They are powerful in drawing out information, not in making the person feel guilty, not in castigating the person, but they're powerful in only one thing and one thing alone, which is drawing out information. Okay? And I'll explain. Okay, we're going to spend some time here. Five types of questions: open versus closed questions, open versus solution-oriented questions, probing questions, direct questions, and ownership questions. We're on page 46. Why the big hullabaloo on questions? Because powerful questions relate to aha moments. Click the slide, okay? The individual's insight regarding his or her situation is 10 times more accurate than your advice. I want you to encircle that, put a star there, because it's the most important principle in mentoring and coaching. The individual being coached or mentored, his or her insight regarding his or her situation is 10 times more accurate than your advice. Go on. But sometimes the individual cannot connect the dots of his or her situation. She or he has all of the information, but she can't connect the dots. Appropriate questions from the mentor or coach helps to stimulate the neurons in a person's brain that can lead to aha moments wherein the individual gets it on his or her own. The best mentoring and coaching engagement goes like this. Lara is mentoring me. She asks me a question. I respond. She asks me another question. I respond. She asks me a third question. I respond. She asks me a fourth question. I say, aha, Lara, kuha ko na. Ang galing mo mag-coach. Halos na ako. Wala naman siya sinabi. She just asked me questions. But you see, sa kakatanong niya ng question sa akin, the information in my head, kasi psychologists say our brains are contain information. Information in different parts of our brains. Now, insight, intelligence occurs when, kasi our brains emit electrical signals. Para siyang National Power Corporation grid. There is electricity running throughout your brain. If I ask you a question, it stimulates neurons and they send signals to one another in the brain. If I ask those questions in such a way that the neurons are so stimulated, the data is connected, the dots are connected, and I experience an aha moment. And I'm going to say, ayun, galang talaga mag-advise ni JC. Wala naman siyang sinabi. Nagtatanong lang siya. That's the best. And that's the ideal mentoring or coaching engagement. All right. I'm going to do a variety of questions. First, asking powerful questions, open questions, okay? Open questions cannot be answered with a yes or no. while closed question, unlike closed questions. Open questions allow the individual to answer in any way he or she wants without putting him or her on the defensive, keeps the individual engaged, and gives the mentor coach more information to discern what is important to the individual. What I want us to do on a plenary basis is open up the following closed questions, okay? Click that slide. Did the call to your boss go well? The answer to that question is yes or no. It's a closed question. Open it up for me. Open it up. How did the call to your boss go? Hindi na answerable by yes or no. Pang ang sagot niya, yes or no pa, may issue, intelligence quotient yung issue. Okay? Isn't there something you could do about that? What can you do about it? Good. Did that make you feel embarrassed? Very good. Do you want to take action on this alternative? Oh, what do you want to do? What action do you want to take? Is there a deadline for completion of this activity? You don't have to take notes. There's an answer key. Sa likod. And for those of you who read the manual already, you know. So, nasa likod. You can do that later. I'll show it on the slide anyway. Is there someone you can talk to about that? Oh, who can you talk to about that? Will that take a lot of time? How long? Very good. Click the slide. Ayan. Okay? And nasa likod po ata ang answer key. Okay? So, do not ask closed questions. Because on closed question, you will not get a lot of information. It's just yes or no. Ask open-ended questions because you want information to come out. Why? Because you don't have information. Why do you need information? You want to help the individual solve his or her problem. Next, solution-oriented questions. Okay? Solution-oriented questions are questions, are actually closed questions. You are actually proposing a solution in the form of a question. They ask for agreement with a proposition. Would you, could you, shouldn't you, how about if you? So let us convert the following solution-oriented questions into open questions. Number one, have you thought about sending her a card or some flowers to get back on her good side? What is the solution being proposed? Send the card, send flowers to get back on her good side. Open it up for me. How about if you send her a card, you're still proposing a solution? Open it up for me. What could you do to get back on her good side? You see, you are not proposing a solution. What if your subordinate tells you, ah, yan ma'am, malakas ako dyan. Isang text lang yan, okay na. Ilang pala. But since you're a genius and you thought your idea is the best, you see, you're proposing a solution. Bibili ka ng card, bibili ka ng bulaklak, ang mahal noon, laking abala noon. Eh ngayon pala, if you engage the person being mentored under the principle, his or her insight is 10 times more accurate than your advice. What if? It's not always the answer, but what if the answer is, oh, isang text lang yan, boss. Magkakabati na kami niyan. So, the solution is better. Would it work if you take a day off to finish that project? What is the solution being proposed? Open it up for me. Yeah, what can you do to finish off that project? Ang proposal mo one day. What if your subordinate says, ma'am, 1 hour of uninterrupted work. Huwag mo lang aabalahin for 1 hour. Matatapos yan. 1 hour lang pala. Ikaw genius ka one day. Mas magastos ka. The joke in Del Monte before was this. Si Alex, ang hiling makipagkwentuhan yan. Kasi MBWA, connecting with my people. Sometimes I go overboard. So the joke is like this. Si Alex, pag daladala niya yung coffee mug niya, magtago ka na. Kasi pag inupuan ka niya sa cubicle mo, sa opisina mo, tapos ang umaga mo. Kaya kwentuhan ka na ng kwentuhan ni Alex. Mawawalan ka ng oras. Pagkadating ng hapon, ifa-follow up ka niya doon sa trabaho hindi mo nagawa dahil dinaldal ka ng dinaldal ni Alex. So somebody gave me that feedback, so I said, I better back off on my MBWA-ing, okay? I'm wasting my people's time. So, Number three, couldn't you sell the car and be done with your problems with it? What is the solution being offered? Open it up for me. Yeah, what is the solution with your car problems? Okay. Number four, if you took night or weekend classes, would that get you started? What is the solution being offered? Take night or weekend classes. Open it up for me. Yeah. What can you do to get started? Now, why do you think we love asking close questions where we get yes or no? And why do we love asking solution-oriented questions? Because that's what we are. Think about it. Why? Anybody? Time? Okay, we're impatient. What else? Pride, as in? Oh, I know better. Mahina itong bata ako eh. So, ganito na lang ha. Sienna, oh, yes or no? Oh, yes or no? You know, number one, you're impatient. Number two, you have an answer in your head and you believe it's better than the individual's answer. Okay? And you have a low view of people. Ooh. We have a low view of people and we have an overly high view of ourselves. Ooh. You know, I mean, wow. That's me. I am a solution-oriented question person. Pag nag-init na ulo mo, oh, ganito to, James. Yes or no? You see? Kasi paikot-ikot. Hindi ka pwedeng impatient pag mentor or coach. Hindi pwede. Because, oh, sige, gusto mo yes, mainit na ulo mo, oh, sige, yes or no, sige. Yes. No. Yes. Yes. Sige, solve mo problema ko ngayon. You see? And that's what happens. So, ask yourself the question, what kind of a person ought I to be? So that I will ask open-ended questions and not closed questions. So that I will ask open-ended questions and not solution-oriented questions. And the answer is, I have to be patient. Also, I have to be humble. Wow. Pareko. That's the Christian narrative. Again, in theory, we Christians are supposed to be one notch ahead of the rest of the world in terms of mentoring and coaching people. So, next is probing questions. Probing questions are open questions that allow the individual to lead by allowing them to answer any way they choose. Probing questions are characterized by the following. They use the mentor or coach individual's own words. They are brief and to the point. They are neutral, i.e. non-judgmental. Once again, neutrality, being non-judgmental. Very important, okay? Tell me a little more about that. Give me some background. What led up to this situation? When you think about that issue, what kind of feelings do you get? You mentioned that, blah, blah, blah. Tell me more about it. What did you mean when you said? What was the most significant to you in this experience? What would be the most important thing for us to focus on? Go back one slide, okay? Just look at these sentences, okay? These questions. Napaka-neutral. Tell me a little more about that. Very neutral. I will make it non-neutral. Magkwento ko pa nga, kasi kilala kita eh. Kung kilala kita, siguro ikaw may kasalanan ito. Dinagdagan mo pa. Hindi non-neutral. Are you with me? Look at that. Tell me a little more about that. Wow, that's clean. Walang bahid ng judgment. Give me some background. What led up to the situation? Oh, I'll give you a version. Give me some background. What led up to the situation? Was it your fault? You see? Sarado na puso ko. Galit na ako sa'yo. Okay? Ano ba ginawa mo? When you think about that issue, what kind of feelings do you have? Very neutral. Versus, when you think about that issue, what kind of feelings do you have? Palagay ka napikun ka, no? Iba na eh. You see? So, when you think about it, what kind of a person should I be? To ask, when you probe me, wow, you know what probe means? You're going to enter my privacy. You better be neutral kasi magsasara ako. Pag nagsara yung puso ko at utak ko, wala ka ng information makukuha.